episode 2322, A Life Well Lived.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy every day. I hope you're ready to discover something brand new about yourself. It is Wellness Wednesday. It is time to get your health on and figure out how to live a life well lived. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, many of us chase habits and routines to maintain a healthy lifestyle. However, a life well-lived comes from more than what you eat and how much you exercise. Are you doing your well-being a disservice by only focusing on the obvious? You know, like eating healthy, exercising regularly, maybe sleeping on a schedule, supplementing with nutrients. But what about learning and developing a mastery around something of interest, something new? Believe it or not, you have an innate biological desire to learn and continue learning. And for those who didn't like school, it's not about textbook studying. No. It's much better. You get to choose what you master. You can focus only on the bare necessities and get stuck on that roller coaster, or you can choose to try new and different things to continue to be alive and thrive. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Choose to try new and different things. It's all about getting out of your comfort zone. Habits are great to establish for everyday living, right? Brushing your teeth. Yes, even exercising, eating healthy. But for the long-term effects of well-being, you want to interject new and different things. Let those neurons fire on all cylinders. Don't let your brain go to sleep and get lazy. We can do that, and we do it way too often now. I was sitting there with my husband watching an unboxing video. Have you seen an unboxing video? Why was I sitting? Okay, there's my first mistake. I was sitting. I wasn't even standing. I wasn't even moving. I was breathing. But I'm watching this unboxing video, and I just had to stop and think and scratch my head and go, really? Do you not have something else to do better with your time? And I'm thinking, most of us are sitting around doing that. We get ourselves hooked on our favorite Netflix. And you know what? It's not just for 30 minutes. It's not just for an hour show like it was back in the olden days. Do you remember Dallas? Do you remember watching Family Feud? And no, not with Steve Harvey, but way back when, and I can't even remember his name, but I can see his face. I can remember watching The Price is Right with Bob Barker. And that was during the day. And that was awesome when you could watch it because you only got to watch it if you stayed home sick. Okay, maybe I have a little guilt factor there, but it would come on. But I do remember that in college. But nowadays, you can binge everything. We're getting lazier as a society. We're not trying new things. For goodness sakes, we're sitting here watching unboxing videos. I'm all for unboxing, by the way. I've done one or two myself. But is it helping your well-being? Is it serving a purpose in your life? Once in a while, great. But if that's all you're watching, choose to try new and different things and then master what you enjoy. So how can you do that? Number one, indulge your curiosity. Your curiosity. Do your own videos. And if that means you have to pack something old up to make it something new, then do it. Curiosity keeps you engaged in life. You arrived in this life with hyper curiosity. From infants into adulthood, we learn from a curious perspective. How do you think we learn to crawl and learn to walk? We're curious. All of a sudden, it's not like, oh, you turn a certain age and a switch is flipped and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm standing up on 2 feet and I'm walking. No, it's curiosity. We are pushed to that. That is innate within us. However, it's easy to settle in and mute our curiosity. Curiosity did not kill this cat, meaning you and me. So wake up your curiosity. It's time to feel and be alive. Number two, divert your attention. The key here is to change your focus on the pain and problems to what is more fulfilling and brings you joy. Now, I get it. The unboxing depends on what you're unboxing. That can bring you a lot of fulfillment. It satisfies urges within us. I know it's just very strange, isn't it? We as human beings are strange. But you can't sit there all day binging something. Now, if it's just for a weekend, go for it. But if that is your everyday lifestyle and you're so sedentary that you're not moving but to get up and go to the bathroom and get a snack, then we have a problem here. You want to live a life well lived, not just to live. So indulge your curiosity, divert your attention. And finally, number three, find your balance between pain and progress. Don't get stuck in the everyday mundane. If you stay stuck in your pain and problems, where will that lead you? No closer to ending the pain and problems. You're going to still stay there. You must be willing to go beyond the pain and embrace progress, something new, something different, maybe even something strange. Of course, understand, all legal, right? I'm not giving you permission to go out and do something totally stupid. Use your brain. But I am telling you to indulge and reach out your curiosity. Try something new and different. Be creative, not lazy. Be willing to learn. Stop being stagnant. Every day, I am learning something new. Some things, it's mere enjoyment. Others, it's for mastery. You get to choose to try something new and different. Then you can decide what you want to master. Make it a game in your everyday. Take aim on what's new and see what raises your curiosity. If you were to pick one thing new a week, you would learn 52 new things in a year. That is awesome. I can remember all the way back when my husband had this interest in guitars. And honestly, I don't remember where that interest came up. I don't know if he was just watching videos. Here we go, right? And he had this curiosity and started watching the band. And then he just noticed the guitar players. I have no idea. But it became this interest to him. And he began to learn all there is to know about a guitar, both acoustic and electric. He knew about the guitars before he knew how to play guitar. And then he was like, you know what? Maybe I want to learn to play a guitar. And so I was like, you go for it. He played violin when he was young. And I said, you know what? Why not pick up another string instrument? I love it. And I want to encourage always learning, doing something new, something different. Waking up the body. I mean, just yesterday, I was studying about the tree canopy in my town. You're probably scratching your head. Tree canopy? What kind of subject is that? Well, go look it up. It is a subject, and it's very interesting. I mean, who would have thought a year ago that that would be my indulgence? But I've learned new things that will help me in caring for the trees around me, including the over 100-year-old oak tree that sits in my front yard. And a few others that I'm not really not sure about what kind of trees they are, but they're very old. They're very tall. And did you know there's actually something called a tree canopy? They measure this in towns and they can tell you what the percentage is. I've learned mine. Who would have thought? A life well lived comes by challenging your mind, body, and spirit while learning and mastering new skills and interest. You don't have to sit on the sidelines in your life. You want to live a life well lived. That means you want to feel alive. So do something that allows your mind, body, and spirit to connect in ways that it hasn't before. Reach out. I mean, seriously, our technology nowadays, there is no reason for anybody to use the word bored. It drives me crazy as a mom when I hear my children say, "Oh, mom, I'm so bored." I got to admit, though, I haven't heard that in a couple years. Now I'm probably going to hear it pretty soon because it's just going to happen. But when that does happen and they say it, I'm like, no, no, no. Don't even use that word for me. Go look it up and then go find something to do. Go find something to learn. Go find something to master. Summer's around the corner. Believe it or not, your children are going to be home with you. And you may be like, well, they've been home with me for the last however many months. I get it. And you're like, maybe you wish they would go to summer school so they would be out of the house. But you know what it's like when they're done going to the community pool and they're like, oh, mom, I'm so bored. Can't we do something else? And you're like, seriously? Do you know how many things you can do? How many different things can you do in a swimming pool? There are a lot of different things. Teach them a new stroke. You learn a new stroke. Do you know all main strokes that there are? And guess what? You can teach them by going and finding videos and saying, you know what? You need to watch this particular swimmer and look what he does. Do you know how many medals he's won at the Olympics? It's incredible. A life well lived. It comes by you taking aim. Action ignites motivation. Go out today. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.